What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, April 30th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. End of the month day as well. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to put you on the phone with your comments, questions, opinions, and observations. So let's just get right on into it. Obviously, a lot of news breaking about Michael Flynn, and even the corporate media is covering this, and the Democrats are all squirming. But apparently, some handwritten FBI notes were finally unsealed, and makes it very obvious they were out to get Flynn. They were out to frame him. You know, down at the bottom said, what is our goal? Truth admission or to get him to lie so we can prosecute or get him fired? And so the Department of Justice released this information to General Flynn's new attorney, Sidney Powell. Now, I emphasize new attorney because he had a different legal team when he was going through that whole thing about getting corralled and coerced into a confession on the claim that, you know, he would get probation. You know, they baited him into it is basically what they did. And his first legal team did not do a very good job to protect him. Now it's come on out that they still have some 6,000 pages of documents that were not released in a timely manner, and they're having to turn those over now. Something else that surfaced about this is that Peter Strzok, remember Peter Strzok, and he was having this affair with Lisa Page, and they were sending text messages back and forth, you know, about how, you know, Trump will not be president. We've got a backup plan. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Well, apparently, according to a new filing in Flynn's case, the FBI investigation into Flynn was called Crossfire Razor. And on January 1st, New Year's Day, 2017, the Washington, D.C. field office of the FBI recommended closing the case against Flynn. They had found no evidence against him. They just wanted to say, it's over. The investigation's over. We found nothing. And apparently what happened is that Peter Strzok got on his little SMS machine, as you were, saying, don't close Razor. So we need to get Peter Strzok in there, get him under oath, get him on the stand and say, what the heck were you talking about? The FBI said there was no evidence against Flynn, and still you went after him. Why? What's the motive here? Strzok clearly was running off the rails at that point. Okay, so Trump, of course, is watching what's going on very carefully. He says there's something far more troubling here. And William Barr said, my own view is that the evidence shows we're not dealing with just mistakes or sloppiness. Something far more troubling here. We're going to get to the bottom of it. And if people broke the law and we can establish that with the evidence, they will be prosecuted. Everybody's out there saying, well, you know, either Flynn is going to be exonerated and all charges dropped, or Trump should pardon him. I can understand why Trump hasn't pardoned him yet. Okay, because if there's a pardon, people will still be able to say, well, you know, Flynn was probably guilty anyway, and Trump was just bailing out his dear old friend here. So Trump is hoping that the process of law is going to go through and say, yeah, this was a frame-up. It was a setup by the FBI. Not that this is anything new about the FBI. If you've studied the history of COINTELPRO, for example, and all the people they set up there to put in jail because they were talking about, you know, those dangerous ideas like, you know, maybe getting out of Vietnam. The early feminists, the Native American movement. Remember Leonard Peltier? The FBI are not the good guys. They're the United States version of the Gestapo. Meanwhile, over in Russian dossier land, Christopher Steele is now admitting that Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice knew about his anti-Trump research. Okay, we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a phone call. We've got Paul from New Jersey on the line here. And I put him on the ban list after that tirade he did against the red states and all the email I got pouring in complaining about him. But we're going to give him an opportunity to defend himself right now. So, Paul, thank you for joining us. And what's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Hey, Michael, you know, first of all, I thought my line, and am I allowed to repeat it or will I offend people?
Well, go ahead and repeat it so people have the context.
Right. Remember, when I said red state retards, I was referring to two particular callers of yours, one of whom we can refer to as Joe. Let's bomb the Wuhan biolab from Tennessee, and Tom from Florida, the two of them. They've consistently bashed the blue states, for one, Tom particularly from Florida. Second of all, Joe from Tennessee, if you replay the archive, you'll find that he referred to the Jersey callers, and I'm sure he means Dustin and myself, as women and girls. Remember that. So here we have two red state dwelling people. And by the way, they're both carpetbaggers. They're not actually born in red states. They migrated to red states. And here they are bashing blue states constantly. So I don't see why people would be mad that a red-blooded blue state dwelling person comes to defend his blue state.
Well, I'll tell you if you're interested. Okay, because you didn't say, I want to talk about Dustin, and I want to talk about this person, and I want to talk about Tom and the rest of it. You started out your screed, first of all, attacking me. Second of all, hang on a second, Paul.
Okay.
Right. You went on this screed about how the red states wouldn't have any roads if it weren't for the blue states, and the red states are just, a bunch of farmers, which, blue states wouldn't eat without those, I'd like to point out. And so people thought you were talking collectively. I thought you were talking collectively when you said red state retards. You know, to me, that sounded like a collective condemnation. And if there's a problem here, it's that you weren't being clear and saying, okay, instead of talking about the entire state population, I want to talk about some individuals who shall remain nameless. And I think people probably would have been a lot less upset with you had you done so.
Right. But as my point is, here they are bashing my state constantly, right? The great state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then Joe referred to Dustin and me as women and girls in his call. So if I offended red state people, I apologize to them, but they shouldn't have taken it that way. And by the way, everything I said concerning much of the red state and the wealth of blue states in comparison to the red state, if anybody does a quick Wikipedia check, you'll see I'm correct. Also, if you know your history about the social programs that were enacted by the blue state New Yorker, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you would find out that the interstate highways, much of that were sponsored by the blue states. And also, rural electrification was also passed by blue state blue states. So what I based it on is basically all facts. And so if you guys want to ban me, that's fine. That's fine. I'll take my money to Renegade Broadcasting Network, which will be very tolerant, right? And that's fine with me. But I just think I came to defend my state like any, red-blooded New Jerseyan would do, and I don't feel shame for that. But, it's up to you, Michael. It's your call.
Okay, well, give me a few days to think about it, and a little pop quiz there for you. We're talking about rural electrification. Can you name the state that had its Capitol building electrified first in the entire nation's history?
Whoa. Probably Albany.
Nope.
Who?
Honolulu. Iolani Palace had working electric lights 10 years before the White House did.
Uh-huh. And one thing I'd like to say, too, though, is remember, a lot of people like you, you're this way, you made your money in the blue state, and now you're retiring in a red state, which is
I also lost my money in a blue state in the divorce.
Well, I shouldn't laugh.
But real big in the blue states, I might add.
Yes. And also, like I said, the trend of people coming to the blue states because of, you know, the demand drives up wages, and the money inflates wages in blue states. So it's common that people migrate from red states to work in blue states. And like I said, it's smart. You make your money in a blue state, you retire in a red state where the housing.
Well, I didn't really make a lot of money in the blue state because the cost of living at the blue state basically ate it all up. Anyway, Paul, we're going to let you go. We've got other callers waiting on the line. So let's switch over to Jim in New York. Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? We lost Jim. Let's go to Eric in Minnesota. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Doing fine.
I'm good. Hey, you realize they're already starting off. The callers are trolling. You know that, right, Mike?
Yep.
But that's what they're doing already. They're shills. You know that, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Trump's impeachment. Remember, like I told you last week, a caller called in about how the whole left-right paradigm is just a bunch of nonsense. So, like, you know, when you get callers calling in, the blue state, the red state, the blue state, the red state, using, like, different accents and using different names and voices from different states every day, you know you're getting trolled, right, Mike?
Yes. But even trolls have First Amendment rights.
Hey, damn right. I guarantee that. But if you keep voting for Trump or Biden or any of these people, that's all out the window. Remember this.
I'm doing a write-in vote on my wife.
Uh-huh.
I said I'm going to write-in vote for my wife.
I guess it'll go down on your gravestone that Mike Rivero, he at least tried, you know, versus some other people, you know. So, like I said, make sure you keep getting out there and voting this year. You know, vote Biden, vote whatever his name is, Trump. It's all going to make a difference, right, if you just pull that lever, right, Mike? It's all going to change as long as your side wins, right?
It would help if you remember the name of the candidate.
Yeah, well, then in New York today, they're not even going to have, like, they're not even going to have a vote for the primaries or whatever. It's just like, all right, they're going to give it to Joe Biden. It's a joke. Just remember when Trump was running, he said, the system is rigged. It's all a scam. Your vote doesn't count. Like, he told everybody that. So what makes you think it's...
Yep. Well, at that time, we expected him to fix the system, and he didn't.
Huh?
I said, at that time, we expected him to fix the system, but he didn't.
Yeah, like he was going to have the vaccine safety board, and now he's telling you that you're going to have to take a vaccine.
Yeah.
It's terrible, Mike. So, I don't know. I guess the cognitive dissonance is strong, man. All the years of programming, it paid off, right? It got him. Got everybody, huh?
Yep.
You know, so hopefully Dustin's all right. I hope he calls in here soon. I'm sure he's got a big old sob story today to tell us about how he came in contact with somebody who didn't have a mask on. And he fucking wet his panties. Sorry, I didn't mean to curse, but yeah, hopefully not. We'll see. Anyway, Mike, it was good talking to you, buddy. All right.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Mike? First of all, what this guy just said about you being trolled by people with fake accents. I've lived in a lot of different states, a lot of different places. Those aren't fake accents. This guy, what's his name, Paul from New Jersey? He's really from New Jersey. Okay, Dustin, really from New Jersey. I still, unfortunately, got a New York accent, somewhat of a New York accent. I've tried to get rid of it, but it's one of those things, all right? But anyway, I do live in North Carolina, though. But in answer to Dustin yesterday, he's kind of, you know, indicated, oh, I must be some kind of rich landowner or something like that. Well, Dustin, let me tell you something, all right? First of all, I'm glad you're watching my YouTube channel. Very happy about that, and you're welcome. I hope you're a subscriber. But second of all, understand this. Coming from Jersey, you don't understand something. The place I've got, yes, if I lived in New Jersey, I wouldn't be able to have a manufactured home, which I have. I'd probably be zoned out. They wouldn't allow it in zoning. We don't have those kind of zoning requirements here in North Carolina, nor do we have in Texas. But with the land I got, I got a half an acre. It's real nice, right in the mountains. If it was in Jersey somewhere, yes, it probably would cost anywhere from $500,000, maybe more, and I'd probably be paying $20,000 in property taxes in that rip-off state. Okay, but here in North Carolina, guess what, Dustin? I got this place for $82,000, and you know how much taxes I pay a year? $567 a month. I mean, $567 a year. that's probably, you pay probably more than that if you have a house in New Jersey. You probably pay that a month or more, and probably to live in some little dump like the type of place I lived in when I lived in New York, okay? That's the thing, okay? That's because you people in the red states don't understand this. I mean, in the blue states don't understand that. But we in the red states, even though I am originally from blue states, do understand this, okay? That's why I've lived in Texas and North Carolina for many years, and I don't even go back to that dump. That's what I call New York City. And basically, New Jersey's the same thing. The minute you drive in New Jersey, the first thing you got to do is pay like a $15 to $20 toll. So I got no use for those places. But just to let you know, Dustin, it's nice down here. If you want, you should move down here, okay? Probably be a lot happier. I was hoping, by the way, Mike, you would move to North Carolina, okay? But Indiana's a nice state, too. But I know you would have liked it here, too. But anyway, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I did want to make a couple of comments about foreign policy we got going, that there's warmongering crap that
Go ahead, because I'm going to be dealing with that later in the show.
Okay. You know, the kind of warmongering crap that Trump is allowing Pompeo to carry out, whether it's with Iran or China or Venezuela. All we need now, another war. If you mess with China, Trump, you're really messing with a lot more than you think you can do. And one other thing, too. Just an answer to Tom in, I think it's Florida. The problem is today is not communism, okay? The problem today is a very predatory form of capitalism. That's why we have these tech companies, these big banks, big pharma, and all these other corporations and stuff running this country, buying off the politicians and rooting this country, sending us into third world status now. Okay, that's the problem. It's not communism. Matter of fact, certain things about, you go to Venezuela, if it wasn't for the sanctions, they were doing actually very well. So that's all I got to say, Mike. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for the phone call. We're going to switch to Joe in Houston. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I call it Wall Street socialism. That's what we're living in. I wanted to talk about Flynn, but real quick for Paul in New Jersey. It's kind of funny that he says that I called out him and Dustin as girls, but really I never mentioned their name. I just said the two girls that call in from New Jersey. And I thought it was kind of funny because, you always hear that the Jersey girls, it's kind of like a term. And it was just the fact that, and I'll admit it, that's who I was talking about, but I never really called them by name. But I'll tell you why, and that's because I hear them whining about the mask and the threat of this COVID virus. And a lot of us are hardier, and we want to do like the Swedes with the herd immunity and just take the risk in life. So in a way, they're acting like girls, and I'll call them out on it. They, if you're offended by it, I'm sorry, but you're acting like, scared little girls. And we got to just, and meanwhile, if we listen to scared little girls and we close down this economy, there's going to be a lot more damage and a lot more suffering in this country, which is what I'm concerned about. Then this virus is gonna cause. I mean, this virus is like a very serious flu. And if it was created by the Chinese and released as a bioweapon against this country, that is an act of war. And I think a tit for tat might be necessary. And I think a limited bombing of the Wuhan bioweapons, I'll stand by that. If this turns out that this was deliberate and we can prove it, I think, first we ought to ask for money, a lot of money, as recompense. And if they don't pay it, then we're going to have to tighten the screws somehow. And bombing is not out of the question as far as I'm concerned. It's tactical. You do it at the one weapons lab, which released the bioweapon that caused all this damage. And I don't think that's that unreasonable. I hope it wouldn't start a future, more of a bigger war, but that's... that's a reasonable way to deal with it.
Okay, Joe,
we're just going to let
we got to let you go for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that RBN is in a perpetual fundraising drive to keep us on the air and operating. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Now, responding to Joe in Houston, as of an article I saw earlier today, the consensus opinion among U.S. intelligence agencies is that COVID-19 is not genetically engineered and it's not an artificial creation. They are proceeding on the assumption this was an accidental release from this virology center that was studying bat coronaviruses. So I know it's very easy to talk about, you know, tactical nuclear strikes on the Wuhan lab, but I can't help but think about all the civilians living around that who would be absolutely destroyed by that. All right, let's go back to the phones to J-Man in Texas. Hello, J-Hammer. J-Man, Rented Lips. What's on your mind today?
Hey, great radio this week, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, been listening for years. First off, I love Paul. Paul's one of the reasons why I think a lot of us listen and call in. But I love Tom, too. He's a great caller. But, you know, Paul's a brilliant guy, aside from the whole socialism thing. But I've heard him call in over multiple shows over multiple networks, he's really a sharp cat. But if we start banning callers like Paul, then RBN is going to be in, you know, some serious trouble. You start wading into YouTube and Facebook, where, you know, you got the thought police now.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to do that, but, you know, every radio host does maintain a bad list of abusive callers, callers who waste our time, callers who hurl insults at us, and, you know, we try and walk a fine line. We respect the First Amendment, and we don't ban for content we don't agree with. We just ban for, you know, for time wasters and stuff like that, like, you know, the people who are still out there claiming that the Apollo didn't really land on the moon, chemtrails, a Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, and all the rest of that other stuff. And
yeah, I'm not suggesting that, but Paul's been calling for years. I mean, years.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. But I did not like the tone of his call the other day, and neither did a lot of people in the email. I banned him, but I can also unban. And like I told Paul, I'm going to think about it for a few days, and you know, we'll see where it goes from there. But basically, following on the argument presented by YouTube and Google and Twitter, we're not a public space. We're a private enterprise, and therefore the First Amendment doesn't apply. Now, I don't agree with that because of a legal decision called the Cherry Sisters decision, which did establish that the First Amendment does apply to private entities. And I'd like to see that.
I'm not even trying to get into like some kind of legal argument. I'm just saying these are quality people, quality callers. So it's kind of got out of hand this past couple weeks with the back and forth with all the callers.
Yes.
But I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Fire hose.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Sebastian in Sweden. Hello, Sebastian. Haven't heard from you in a while. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'm still hanging in there, Mike. No, I just want to know, I've been hearing so much about the herd mentality, and we'll see. We'll see in about 6 months when all the dust and all the smoke settles. What's, you know, was it a right choice, right? Now, I know that this is a really bad flu that attacks the respiratory system. So anyone between 65 and over here, it's just basically, if you get it, they won't do anything for you in the hospital unless you have lots of money.
Yes.
You know, like if you're Donald Trump or whatever, then you can maybe pay for your own respirator. But what they're doing now, they're giving people in retirement homes morphine and they're almost smothering to death with morphine. Now that really pisses me off. I'm sorry about the language, but because if you're like 70 and over, then they say you can go, you know, and that's the whole thing that really makes me mad. You know, it makes me want to go out and open the door and scream, you know, that I'm mad, but open the window. I mean, so we'll see when the dust settles what happens, but I know there's a doctor and there's a nurse that's going to go eventually to the, whatever it helps, the European court at one hospital here in Sweden. And they were so unprepared because the hospital care, the health care in this country has been going down, like I said before, the last 15 years. And it's, so they were really caught with their pants down, actually. But we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see when the dust settles whether this herd, you know, immunity, so-called, whether it's going to be successful or not. So we'll see what happens in about 6 months or whatever after the summer.
Well, we certainly will. We certainly will. Sebastian, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. The phone lines are loading up. So we're going to come back and try and clear as many of these callers as possible and get back to the news. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phones here, I'd like to reiterate that our callers should not be attacking and bashing each other. I don't want to turn this into like the radio equivalent of the WWF. And we got a caller into the switchboard who complained about it. I'm getting emails complaining about it. So one of the new rules here is, you know, respect for each other and don't call anybody any names. I have a drop button and I'm not afraid to use it. Let's go back to the phones to John in Kansas. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, we lost John. Let's go to Bobby in Florida. Hello, Bobby. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you for about 5 or 6 years. And I just like to, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but just thank you for all you've done. I really like the video that you made, All Wars Are Bank Awards. I've shared that with a lot of people, and it seemed to educate me so much. It was like getting a college education in 45 minutes. It's just mind. I still watch it every now and then, and I share it. And
well, thank you.
I just all this stuff going on about the red state, blue state. We got to figure. I'm thinking everything leads to this Epstein guy. You know, Bill Gates. He hung around with him. Donald Trump hung around. It's just like in your face. It's just showing you the epitome of evil, These people are evil demons. This Bill Gates guy, Gates, or the little Fauci guy, these people are demons. These people have to be stopped. I mean, I'm not a religious person. I'm an agnostic or atheist. I'm not, but this is just crazy. These people are evil. I don't see how people can't see through this. I don't know. I'd like to share that with you. And thanks for your program. I wish everybody would quit bashing each other and stay on focus.
Yes.
Maybe something positive will come out of all this. I believe in the American people. I think that when it's all over, we'll be stronger. I hope so. And I have faith in the people. I think that we can turn this thing around if, you know, people get in numbers. Like the Ant movie, you know? There was more of us than them.
Yes, I remember that one.
Okay, well, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the call. Thank you for the kind words. And we're going to switch over to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Be nice. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I'm just checking in. As I understand, I think you tentatively bombed the band Paul from New Jersey.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm on the opposite end of the political spectrum from Paul. I don't like Paul. I think he's cocksure. I think he's often intemperate. And frankly, I think many of his comments are just asinine. But I'm going to tell you, I ask you, please do not ban him, because I prefer to have the opportunity to argue with him than not.
Yes.
We don't do anything on a forum like this if people are banned because they have opinions that people don't like. And I think that's the difference between the right and the left. I think the left typically wants to just ban people because they don't like what they hear. Those of us on the right might not like what we hear, but I prefer to have the opportunity to argue with them. And I think this forum would be a much better forum.
Well, I agree with you on that part of it. I agree with you on that part of it, that we want to have constructive, respectful, restrained arguments. The reason I got on Paul's case is that he was coming off of his normal platform of reason, and he was getting into personal attacks as well.
We heard that, and I agree with you. I thought it was absolutely
okay. But like I said, I can unban him, and I'll make that decision over the weekend.
Well, please reconsider again. I think Paul has his own problems he has to work through. But really, I think on a forum like this, we need to hear that, because I think people need to be able to argue against that. And if we don't have the opportunity to do so, then we're missing something. I think Paul can learn from hearing others if he'll open his mind to that. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you for your opinion. And I will consider it, like I said, this weekend I'll make a decision whether I'm going to unban Paul or not. Okay, we're going to switch over to Joseph in Hawaii. Aloha, bra. What's up?
Aloha, Michael. It's good to talk to you. I listen. I've been listening for quite some time and years, and I don't normally call in, but as light as what the other callers have been saying along the same lines, I actually do fully appreciate having a variety of viewpoints on your show. And actually, I do enjoy hearing from Dustin and Paul, and I hope that this, and I tend to agree a lot with their viewpoints, actually. And I'm only saying that's because I think when we see name-calling going on, and you stole my thunder on a lot of that, which you said, I totally agree with your points. You know, I don't, when names like, I guess Dustin was being called some kind of name with his name, Depression Dustin or Doomsday Dustin or things like that, when it gets into personal attacks on people, your fellow callers, you know, calling one another those names, that has to stop as far as my perspective is. I think we can
agree.
We can agree to disagree. We can, argue the issues. But and people who bring up their side of the issues, don't, you know, shame them for that. Just go back and present your viewpoint on the same issues, you know, and leave it there. You can't say they're wrong or right. We all have our views. And I think that, you know, as long as we keep it at that level, that's what provides the beauty of your show, in my opinion, you know, to be able to hear those viewpoints that we can't hear on just your normal, you know, mass media radio. So, and the anger that I hear, not on some, you know, coming out in your show, reminds me of the shows when I hear, like, Rush Limbaugh. You know, he comes out and he's always so angry and personal and tech. And I think, gosh, you know, I just got to get away from that. Let me turn on Michael. Maybe we can hear less of that. And it seems to be kind of filtering through on your show where we have that same kind of mentality. And I appreciate you keeping your finger on the trigger of the button. If people immediately start going after another individual who called in, you know, to me that's wrong. They have this just as right to express their opinion, you know, whoever that is. And then,
yes,
you know, let's keep it at that civility. And I think, you know, we can be productive. And anyway, just wanted to point that out. But thank you for having the show and allowing us to air those thoughts. The other reason I called, which I think I mentioned to your screener, was that I don't know if you've brought this up because I don't always get to listen to your full show, but Jesse Ventura has recently, I guess, shown his interest in the Green Party, you know. And I didn't know if you had any thoughts on that or if you wanted to follow up, because I really, really personally like a lot of Jesse's viewpoints and his stance on the issues. And
me too.
So I just thought, you know, I'd throw that out there and see what your thoughts were on that.
Well, you know, it would be nice if Jesse could get into one of the two main parties. Green Party doesn't have that much of a following. I like Jesse. We've had him on the show. And I certainly liked what he did when he was governor, especially standing up to liberals who were demanding that the government pay for their own mistakes and life choices. And he was absolutely right that, you know, if you go on out and you get yourself pregnant and you have yourself a small child, why is the state responsible for that? And of course, everybody said, oh, he's being cruel. He's being anti-woman. He's anti-feminist. And, you know, that's why he decided he was going to get out of the politics. But I'm glad he's stepping back in for no other reason than he's going to bring a refreshing point of view to some of these issues.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, listen, I know you've got a lot of callers, but I just wanted to thank you. And, you know, when you bring up the, you know, when you can bring up the news as much as possible, that's always appreciated, too, because we don't get to hear a lot of the news that you bring up on your mainstream radio. So thanks again. Aloha.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Aloha. We're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. The thing about the callers, nobody should even mention each other's name. I mean,
yes.
Justin was the one that started that in the first place. He would say, you know, he was the one that started trying to start debates with the other callers. But if people want to listen to you, you're the smart guy, right? I mean, most of these callers are not Mensa material, Mike. You were a Mensa.
Actually, I was a member of Mensa.
That's what I said. You were, but and
yes,
I am. I'm in Mensa. Believe it or not, I'm in Mensa right now. I'm paying my dues.
Secret handshake.
No, there ain't nothing like that. But they do have a pretty good unmoderated group on Facebook, and you can say anything you want, and they can't. There's no moderator that will kick you out, you know. But people want to listen to you talk about the news, Mike, and this whole deal. The reason these people pick quarrels with each other is because really they have nothing to say that will stand up on its own, and they just want to. They want to get attention by fighting, arguing and stuff. But
well,
I want to say one thing.
We've got to get that out of here.
Yeah, I mean, you're the man, Mike. You're the one that actually knows stuff.
Well, I want to clarify something here. I'd like to clarify here. My issue with Paul was not what he was saying. It was the way he was saying it, you know, whether it was about the red state, blue state thing. And by the way, if you look at a county map, there are no blue states. There are blue cities, blue urban areas that basically carry their entire state forward. And once you get out of those blue cities, the country pretty much turns red. But it was his delivery rather than the content. But I'm going to go ahead and unban him because everybody's calling in seems to want him unbanned. But of course, he, like everybody else, is on a form of probation. You know, like I said, I've got a drop switch and I'm not afraid to use it.
Okay, well, I wanted to say something. Your friend Peter was always talking about Israel, and I still haven't made it all the way through this book, By Way of Deception. You know that book, right?
Oh, it's a good one.
There's one part in here, define chutzpah. You know, the word chutzpah is...
It's pronounced chutzpah.
Okay, chutzpah. But everybody, it's spelled chutzpah. It's pronounced chutzpah,
yeah.
Right. But,
well,
of course, everybody knows roughly what it means. It means bravado, being a cocky and stuff like this. But this is a definition that this guy heard when he was going through his training for Mossad.
Yes.
And I'm not going to use the word he used. I will use the I won't use the four-letter word in deference to your online affiliates there, okay? I'll use the other word. He says, quote, you defecate in front of the guy's door, then you knock on his door and ask for toilet paper. That's chutzpah.
Yes. So, that's I've heard that one before.
But
you know, the other one I heard is, here's another story that illustrates chutzpah. You know, there's this lady who sells apples on the street, and the apples are 25 cents. And every day this guy comes by and he'll throw 25 cents into the little can, but he won't take the apple. And he does this year after year after year. And then finally the lady stops him and he says, well, you want to find out, you know, why I'm tossing the quarter into the can and not taking the apple. And she says, no, I just wanted to tell you the apples are 50 cents now.
That's chutzpah, yeah.
But, that's chutzpah.
You know, the whole thing about the Jewish people in Israel, yeah, it's a bummer, but there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. If I could vote for a president that would say he's going to cut all aid to Israel, I'd vote for him. But there's no such candidate like that except for this Somali lady up there in Minnesota. And she's about the only one that really wants to cut aid. You know, they're in control. We just have to live with it because there's nothing. We can talk a little bit, but nothing's going to change on that. And that, I think that was basically Alex's whole. I know you got in a quarrel with Alex, kind of somewhat about Israel. Alex Jones,
yes.
What he said was, I heard him say, Israel's not going anywhere. That's the way he put it. Israel's not going anywhere. Well, I mean, basically, they got this country by the balls, and I don't know how it happened, but that's the point. That's the way it is now. So we just have to kind of more or less live with it. And one other thing, the guy yesterday
before you go forward, okay, I agree with Alex Jones. Israel isn't going anywhere. Where we disagree is I think Israel ought to formally draw its borders, create a constitution, and, you know, behave like a modern 21st century nation state rather than a bunch of Bronze Age warriors.
Well, I agree with you. But like I just said, what can I do? What can you do? Nobody can do anything. They own the government here in America. So, but one other thing, the guy called in yesterday, he's talking about the book, The Jungle. And he said it was by Sinclair Lewis. It wasn't. It was by Upton Sinclair. But that's a common mistake. A lot of people make that mistake. Upton Sinclair, the favorite quote from Upton Sinclair, he says, to paraphrase, he said, you cannot convince somebody of something when his salary depends on him not being convinced of it. So,
true.
But, The Jungle, the book The Jungle at one time was, yeah, they started the union movement in America because people were working in those packing houses and they had no rights at all and they'd get, you know, things were bad. But I don't know how that guy related it to what's going on now. I mean, but I guess he thinks that they're, anyway, that's about all I got to say, Mike, but I'll let you go. Basically, you got to keep in mind that this whole deal about people debating each other back and forth, that's Peter doesn't do that. Peter would call in and say his piece, and that's it. He's not trying to get in a pick and send a message out to so-and-so in Georgia or whatever the deal is. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Well, you stole my thunder. I said I usually like Paul as a caller. I think maybe like a week suspension or something, kind of like Twitter. You're suspended for a week or two. You know, it was a good policy before we ban. Actually, it's the guy from Florida. He's a great caller. He talks real fast, but he usually brings up the red state, blue state stuff.
Yes, that's Tom.
Yeah, Tom, he's a great caller, though. I like him. What day did all this happen for the archives?
Can
I go
Tuesday.
Back and listen? Tuesday? Okay,
it all happened on Tuesday.
All right, I'll go back and listen. I just wanted to say this herd mentality or the herd, what do they call it?
Immunity,
yeah. I think it's a ridiculous idea. I think nature does work that way, but people are going to get angry when you're talking about people's grandparents, you know, and saying, well, some in the herd will die off. That's nature. And it's like, well, you know, if you can keep the kids out of school for a year and they don't spread it to the grandparents taking care of the kids, because, you know, the herd thing is just kind of, it's a dumb way to go, I think. It's avoiding any responsibility for public safety, you know, for older people, because it's going to spread. You can't just isolate old people if they're living with younger people. So I've grown frustrated with that myself lately. Everyone's talking about this like it's over with, you know, but the death numbers are still going up, and people need to yep. still be careful, you know. So that's all I got.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Dan. We got to let you go. We got more callers waiting on the line after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you?
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, you've actually been requested earlier today. What's on your mind today?
Well, and I thank you. I agree pretty wholeheartedly with what that gentleman said as well. But, Mike, I've been listening to you for a long time. I mean, every one of your moves, from all the different moves you've made, different networks and so on. And what got me listening to you was two things. First off, your courage in taking on and discussing things that other people weren't discussing. 9-1-1, Israel is, you know, and looking at things from a different, and the courage to look at square and talk to it, speak of it squarely. And also your intellectual, you know, acumen that I can hear something from you that maybe I didn't think of, or it's a different view or something that was always worth listening to. And I think that what I detect, you've noticed I haven't called in a couple of weeks. And it's because I think that you're still trying to get your legs underneath you on this 2 hour versus 3 hour deal. And it's tough to strike the balance, you know, with the number of callers versus, but what I would call in about was the topics that you would address. And if I can make a suggestion, I think you should spend the first hour on topics. It should be the news. And if you want to allot time to talk about that topic for 10 or 15 minutes and go to the next one, but staying on the topics. Other than that, it's becoming like, kind of like The View, where it's all about the listeners calling in and attacking each other. And I've always loved the fact.
You know, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah. And I think, starting next week, hour number one will be phone call free, and hour two is when everybody can call in and scream at me.
Well, and you know what? I disagree with Paul generally, politically, but he's always got interesting things to say. And I know you're a First Amendment guy, and so am I. And I don't think you should ban people for content, but for being disrespectful or uncivil or Art Bellish, where they talk about, you know, aliens and crap like that, anything that, you know, poisoning the well kind of thing. But I enjoy listening to Joe from Houston and Dustin and Paul and everybody else and Mark and the gentleman that called Terry, I think it was Terry. Some of the listeners, honestly, they don't know anything, and you get too far involved in letting them talk, and I listen to you as a learning thing, and to be okay. able to you know, and if you would direct it more, first hour where you direct, you know, you do the news, we listen to what you're saying. And then have people then call and talk on topic about what you're saying. You know, that would be my suggestion, Mike. But
yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. I think that's a good suggestion. We're gonna start doing that next week. Anyway, Peter, got to take a quick break for station identification. We'll be back with more phone calls and news in hour number two of our show.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.